Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Well, what have you been reading this year? The Midday Book Nerds want to know. You can email us now. The email address is midday@sdpb.org or give us a call. The number is 800-524-3604. That's 800-524-3604. Peggy Stout is with Prairie Pages, an independent bookstore in Pierre. She joins us now on the phone. Peggy, welcome to Midday.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for hosting me.
And Jeff Danz is with Zambros Variety in Sioux Falls. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon.
Let's start with the best-selling books of the year. That might not be the best-selling books on Amazon, obviously, because we're independent booksellers here. Tell me what was hot in your store. Peggy, let's go ahead and start with you.
Well, I have to say the top of our list is Go Set a Watchman, the book by Harper Lee. Sold very well. And close second there is All the Light We Cannot See, the Pulitzer Prize winner by Anthony Doerr. Going in another direction, The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawken, sold very well. And then a book that is slowly beginning to get some following is a book called Fates and Furies by Lauren Groff, which is it was an NPR book club choice and beginning to take over here in Pierre.
So let's go back to Go Set a Watchman. That was not just a book, but it was an event. Did you get a chance to read that or get any feedback from your customers, Peggy?
You know, it was mixed. Mm-hmm. I think everyone that read it was glad they had read it. Some of them loved it. Some of them were not as happy with the way the main character Atticus was portrayed. But I think overall, people liked it. It is still selling very well for the holidays.
I thought it really established, I read that one when it came out, I really thought it established Scout as a great
exactly.
literary character, maybe at the expense of Atticus, perhaps, but not without purpose.
And I think after reading Go Set a Watchman, you can see why To Kill a Mockingbird was the book that sold well, because she was able to go back in and define that character more in detail, and that's what sold To Kill a Mockingbird so well.
It also kind of gave you an idea of the value of a good editor.
Exactly.
Right,
because
right.
Go Set a Watchman, I think if Harper Lee had that opportunity to have a good editor, could have been a really good book.
Right. Any buzz for the third title? There's supposed to be a third book under the bed?
You know, I have not. I've asked my Harper rep, and she has not been forthcoming yet.
Not a big surprise how they're going to build that up a little bit on their own.
Yes.
Jeff Danz, give us an idea of what were the big sellers in Zambros downtown Sioux Falls.
Well, Watchmen was certainly a big seller, which was kind of a surprise to us. I think what happened is Barnes & Noble underestimated the demand. And so when they ran out, we were very busy, and we were lucky to get stock, you know, that sort of corresponded when our big box competitor ran out. We had some interesting bestsellers. The Martian by Andy Weir, even though we generally don't sell a lot of top 10 books at the store in Sioux Falls, but The Martian was big. And another space book that resonated with our customers was Seven Eves by Neil Stephenson. We also saw a little trend with Witches, The Witches by Stacy Schiff and Witches of America by Alex Marr have been selling well. Margaret Atwood has sold well at our store this year. She had a great book of short stories, and her new novel, The Heart Goes Last, is still selling well. This Christmas season, it's doing well. Book clubs drive our bestseller list, though. The Goldfinch, Donna Tartt, Watchmen certainly benefited from book club interest. Euphoria was a big book for us, Lila King.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Smiley, Some Luck, two of our book clubs read. She'll be coming to Sioux Falls next year as part of the Pulitzer Anniversary Program, bringing authors to every state in the union.
Right. Some Luck is the South Dakota One book for 2016, so I expect that
will
be
that's right.
That will continue.
Yeah. Good Girl by Mary Kubica also was a big seller, I think, because of the book club interest in it. Okay.
And I don't know that one. Do you know anything about that title?
You know, I don't.
What's it called again? Say it again.
Good Girl.
Good Girl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
it's got a beautiful cover that just draws you right into it.
You know, book design is I think making a comeback in 2015, unless it's just my imagination. But some of the books are just beautifully designed, and it seems like they're paying greater attention to how that book looks and feels in your hands.
I think that's a reaction on the part of publishers and independent booksellers to find things that defy the ebook and make you want to own the physical book. You know, I have to say, to really broaden the category, the by far big thing in books this year for us has been the adult coloring book. We have been just scrambling to keep them in stock, especially this Christmas. And to me, that's another fringe example of finding something that you want to have and hold and interact sure. with. And classics, we've been enjoying all the beautiful reproductions of classic books from the last 100 years. Some beautiful hardcover editions being done by a lot of the publishers. Penguin Random House is doing some beautiful things.
Peggy, let's bounce back to you for a second. I want to just ask you quick about those adult coloring books. Is that big in Pier as well?
I wish I would have thought of them, honestly. And I'm just overwhelmed in some ways at how excited people are about them.
Mm-hmm.
And we even took it another step further and found a source for the colored pencils. And it's just, you just hard to keep up with them. But there again, those adult coloring books, some of them have come out with the Harry Potter and some of the popular
I saw Game
TV
of Thrones.
Shows
yeah,
and
Game of
like
Thrones.
That are
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
The book is big, and Harry Potter, as you say, has been big.
Now, Jeff, you also had a Harry Potter full-size illustrated version.
Mm-hmm.
They've had new covers, and now
it's beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it? And then I saw One and Only Ivan was also done in the same way. Is that a trend, Peggy, in children's literature to kind of create?
You know, I think it is, because Harry Potter still continues to sell so well. And so in order to keep even some of those people who want to give it as a gift or who want to pass it on to this next generation. And the illustrated volume is just so beautiful. And they are going to do every one of the books in this illustrated style.
Sure. Now we have an email from Peg, and she says, the best book I read this year was The Round House by Louise Erdich. The author writes books about reservation life in the Dakotas. She has a beautiful writing style. This was a mystery and thoroughly enjoyable.
That was a very good book.
Yes,
yep.
Peggy. That's still, and that's not necessarily a new one, and but
no,
it's still.
No, it's been out. It's in paperback now, so it's been.
Is
out.
Is that okay? So that makes it have a fresh life then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the book club part.
Yeah, we didn't cover book clubs for you, Peggy. I know that's a big part
of
your business
as well.
Yeah, I was
going to say Ordinary Grace, which was the South Dakota One book for this year. William Kent Kruger toured the state and was a big. Promotion at the festival this year. Excellent book, very good read, and he has a mystery series that also sells very well for us. Leanne Moriarty, The Husband's Secret,
mm-hmm.
another big book club choice. The Goldfinch, Boys in the Boat,
mm-hmm.
those books do very well as book club choices.
How about poetry? Have we had any big poetry titles? Jeff, let's start with you there. My favorite was Mary Oliver's Felicity, which just came out in October. How's poetry selling?
Poetry, we've had a lot of interest in local poets. There's a fellow here in town, a teacher that has a publishing company, Steve Boynt, Sepulchra Publishing, and he's done a number of anthologies. He had a new one out this year with a dozen local poets. He just had a new one with Charles Luden, sort of the poet laureate of Sioux Falls,
right.
Called Blue Thirsty. Steve also did a great book with Carl Grupp, the longtime head of the art department at Augustana. That was a big seller. So he had to reprint it three times, and we still have trouble keeping it on the shelf.
Do you have it in right now for Christmas?
We do
still,
have a few copies
okay.
right now. Yep.
Autographed,
yeah,
signed.
I think it's called Figments, Fragments, Pigments, Oh My.
Right. Yep.
But poetry-wise, we still have been selling Patrick Hicks' book that came out last year, and Patrick's book about concentration camps, his first book of fiction.
Right, Commandant of Lubavitch.
Sold well.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And I just did his short story collection, Collector of Names, this year as well. I read that in 2015,
right.
And that was a real strong... Patrick always offers great stuff, of course. Peggy, we kind of shifted into some local authors. You have some South Dakota authors that sell well?
Actually, I'm glad you went to that because our biggest seller this year, of course, was Pioneer Woman,
mm-hmm.
or Pioneer Girl, the story of Laura Ingalls Wilder, the annotated. That was a huge seller for us, which was put out by South Dakota Historical Press. Then another book that we just had a book signing with this last week was a local Betsy Deloche from Pierre. She has compiled notes and interviews with people who went to country schools in South Dakota, and she's compiled a book of their stories and pictures of country schools in South Dakota, and it's doing very well for us. Another local author, Nathan Sanderson, wrote the book of Ed Lemon, the title is Controlled Recklessness, which is about Ed Lemon, who the city of Lemon in South Dakota was named after. He was a rancher, and Nathan Sanderson is a member of Governor Dugard's executive staff. So those three books have been selling very well with the local South Dakota history themes to them.
So the city of Lemon has a lot of cultural offerings this season with the movie and Mr. Lemon's book.
Oh yes, the Lord Grizzly.
any book tie-ins? Done. Book tie-ins to that movie? If you're going to see the movie, whose name I have forgotten now. But
Lord Grizzly, the
Frederick Manfred.
The movie is called with the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Revenant. Yeah, Revenant.
Revenant.
Is, I think the name
Thank
of the,
you.
Book, the movie.
Uh-huh. So you have books to go with that if you are interested in that story.
Yes, very interesting there.
Anything I'm wondering if that you were disappointed in, either something you were excited to read and didn't meet your expectations, or something you brought in and really thought this is going to sell and it just hasn't caught on yet, but it should. Jeff, let's maybe go over to you and start there.
That's a tough question. Back to the local authors,
sure.
Prairie Girl, I just have to say that continues to sell well and that was huge last Christmas and continued to be a big seller. Prairie Kitchen, Amy Thielen, was a big book for us. She did a couple of events in the area.
Tell me more about that. Is that a cookbook?
She featured a number of restaurants that she highlighted in the area. And then she has a show on the Food Network.
Okay.
And
all right.
She's from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But she did a couple of events in town where she did a meal at a downtown restaurant, followed by a book signing with us. And surprisingly, one of our biggest local books was a book on fly fishing,
mm-hmm.
David O'Hara's Downstream.
Right. What made that so popular this year?
You know, there's evidently a lot of people that live east river that go out west river fly fishing.
Yeah.
But David's book was sold to people that told me they've never fly fished before as well. He's a local professor at Augustana.
I actually bought that book this year as well. So I think it's on the wind. It's one to watch for. And I haven't read the whole thing, but the pieces I've dipped into, the writing is beautiful. It has kind of a river runs through it, sort of
right.
You know, philosophical theme. It's not just about I've never been fly fishing in my life. And it makes you just sort of enjoy the writing as well as what he's talking about. So I could see where that one's starting to gain some steam. Peggy, any last-minute Christmas gifts for people who are still out looking for ideas?
Well, as always, I mean, for us here, the local history books or local South Dakota books sell very, very well. In the children's area, just an adorable book for kids, The Day the Crayons Quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They came out with the second book, The Day the Crayons Went Home. Excellent, excellent book for that child that loves to have a story told to. And
The Marvels. Brian Selznick's The Marvels?
How is that
doing?
It is just a beautiful book, but I tell you what, that's a tough... Some people just have not grasped his books and how they tell the story.
So these are part graphic novels. Yeah, let's explain a little bit. They're part graphic novels. They're part novel.
Well, the whole front of the book, about the first half, is all like pencil drawings in detail. And then it tells the story, and then once you get to the past the drawings, then the actual story begins in writing. And they're absolutely gorgeous. The covers are gorgeous. The stories are very unique. His other books have sold well, especially after the movie came out of the first one, Hugo Cabaret. But they're just they're a work of art.
They are indeed. Well, now people will know it's called The Marvels. We've been talking with Peggy Stout. You can find her at Prairie Pages in Pierce, South Dakota, and Jeff Dance from Zanbo's Variety in Sioux Falls. As always, if you want to hear any of those titles again, you can listen to our conversation online. Just go to sdpb.org. Tomorrow, in lieu of Dakota Midday, a holiday special from the NPR music show All Songs Considered. And on Friday, we bring you each and every episode of NPR's Tinsel Tales, stories just for Christmas from noon to 3 Central Time. That's our program for today. I hope it served you. Thank you to our guests, Peggy and Jeff, and the Dakota Political Junkies. Also, as always, to SDPB's Steve Zwemke and Chris Lawfree. If you're traveling across the state today, you picked a beautiful day for a drive. Just because the speed limit is 80, that doesn't mean you have to drive that fast. Slow down. Enjoy the journey. Merry Christmas. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.